And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm a little giddy today because after today's show, I'm going to take a little trip. I'm going to put myself, my beautiful wife, Tina, my two dogs into my F-350 pickup truck, and we're going to take a drive from Texas to Tennessee. Yeah, just a little jaunt. It's only about, 1,250 miles door to door. So why am I doing this? The reason I'm doing this is because, well, I mean, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, I've never set foot in the state of Tennessee. I've been in every state around it, but I've never been in it. And Tennessee, based on my market research that I'm doing, is telling me that I need to be a little bit more focused on it. What does that mean? Be more focused on it. Well, it means I'm going to go to Tennessee and I'm going to walk the ground. I'm going to see what Tennessee is all about. Now, I've done a lot of market research. I've done a lot of other research on Tennessee. As a matter of fact, I've done research on houses in Tennessee because I'm considering relocating to Tennessee. Yeah, that's what Tina and I have been talking about. We have been talking about either relocating from where we live now in Texas to the great state of Tennessee. We're not sure where in Tennessee, which is part of the reason we want to go to Tennessee, or into East Texas. Now, why are we considering moving from where we're at? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is, well, we want more acreage. We want more acreage, but we don't want to pay ungodly amounts of money per acre, which is kind of what acreage around the area of Texas we live in is costing. It's costing a lot per acre to buy acreage. And I don't want to put all of my money into the acreage. I want to put some of my money into the acreage, some of my money into the house that's going to be on the acreage, and then the rest of my money back into real estate. So what we've decided is we've decided to sell our house. And I'll tell you, it's a difficult time to sell a house. It is definitely a buyer's market out there. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to have to give our property away. We have it priced correctly for the conditions of the marketplace. Our property shows very well. And ultimately, it's just going to take the right buyer that's going to walk into our house and say, we love it. And when that happens, that's going to start the domino effect. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but that doesn't mean that Tina and I are not doing our research. And one of the things that I want to do is I want to walk the ground in Tennessee. And the reason I want to walk the ground in Tennessee is because I've never physically been there. Not in my 61 years on this planet have I ever set foot in Tennessee. And that's going to change sometime after this radio show. Because what we're going to do is we're going to drive all the way to Tennessee. Now, we've got some stops along the way. It's going to be a very beautiful, scenic journey. We're going to enjoy ourselves as a couple with our dogs along with us. And when we get to Tennessee, that's when the action happens. That's when we're going to spend time focused on the major metropolitan markets. So what are the major metropolitan markets in Tennessee? Well, you've got Memphis, you've got Nashville, you've got Knoxville, you've got Chattanooga. And then there's a lot of smaller towns scattered throughout Tennessee that really provide some pretty interesting flavor to the overall state. Yeah, when I say flavor, I'm not talking about barbecue, although I think they do have barbecue there. What I'm talking about is the culture of Tennessee. The culture of Tennessee is a little bit different from what we're able to determine on our research. And part of the reason we need to go there is we need to qualify our research. So what I want to do is I want to walk through Chattanooga. I want to see what Chattanooga is all about. I want to see why people are moving to Chattanooga. I want to understand the market of Chattanooga, and I want to understand the secondary and tertiary markets around it. Because that's probably where I'm going to wind up buying my next apartment community. Or maybe it's going to be in Knoxville. when we get up to Knoxville, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to look at the primary market of Knoxville. We're going to walk the terrain. We're going to take a look at the secondary and the tertiary markets, and we're going to get an understanding of what Knoxville has to offer and why so many people seem to be moving there. Then we're going to go check out Nashville. Wash, rinse, repeat. Yeah. And again, people tend to be moving to Knoxville. All right, let's move on. Let me get back into today's topic, because on yesterday's show, I talked about duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, and I referred to them as fake multifamily. Yeah, fake multifamily. And then I gave reasons for why they are multifamily, but they're really not multifamily, but they are, but they're not, but they are, but they're not. Okay. So on today's show, we're going to retitle what duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes are so that it's easier for everybody. We're not going to call them fake because that sounds derogatory. It sounds like they don't have anything to contribute. And the reality of it is they actually have a lot to contribute. And that's what we're going to get into on today's show. So what we're going to call them is small multifamily properties. Now, the thing about these particular assets is that they tend to do one thing better than your traditional single family asset. And they tend to do one thing not as well as your traditional single family asset. What am I getting at? Well, cash flow and appreciation. Those are the two things that differentiate duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes from their cousins, the traditional single family house. These plexes often provide better cash flow than your traditional single family homes due to their ability to generate multiple rental income streams while sharing certain expenses. However, they tend to lag behind in appreciation compared to single family homes because of differences in market demand, buyer profiles, and other economic factors. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to explain to you the reasons for these trends, and I'm going to incorporate some insights from real estate principles, market dynamics, and some relevant data that you can use. So why duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes? Why do they offer better cash flow? Well, cash flow in real estate is the net income generated from a property after accounting for all expenses, including mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, maintenance, vacancies. Small multifamily properties typically outperform single family homes in cash flow because of the following reasons. Number one, they've got multiple income streams. They do. There's multiple income streams. It's in the title of the asset, right? Multifamily, although we don't call them multifamily, we call them small multifamily. So technically it's in the title. A duplex, a triplex, a fourplex generates rents from 2, 3, or 4 units respectively. So as an example, if you had a fourplex with each unit renting for $1,200 per month, that's going to produce $4,800 in gross rental income for that building, which is significantly higher than what maybe a traditional single family home in the same market can rent for. And possibly that's going to get $1,800 a month. Now, some of you would argue, well, the single family home is one door and it's making more money at $1,800 per month than the doors from the fourplex at $1,200 per month. And yeah, that's a viable argument. But remember what I said, that your expenses are mitigated across all four units. So in other words, you have one property tax bill instead of four. You have one insurance bill instead of four. Starting to get the picture? You've got one mortgage payment instead of four. That's a big difference right there. Yet you have four doors that are providing you $4,800 worth of income. So I guess I got to admit, the fourplex has got it going on. Now, single family relies on a single resident, which limits your income potential. If the resident vacates, the property generates no income until it's re-rented. But if that happens in a fourplex, if one person leaves, you've only lost 25% of the income until you get it re-rented. A little bit better of a scenario. A little bit easier to absorb vacancies when you put it in that perspective. Another thing that you get with these small multifamily properties is favorable financing for owner-occupants. Did you know that you can be an investor and live in your small multifamily community? It's totally permissible. As a matter of fact, it's baked into the FHA and the VA loan programs, where they're designed to help you with a down payment of 3.5%. If you're going FHA, or if you're a qualified veteran, you can get a zero down payment to purchase a 1-4 unit property. Now, here's the point. If you use one of those loans to buy a 1-unit property and you moved in, you can't rent to yourself. It doesn't work that way. But if you've got a duplex, a triplex, or a fourplex, and you move into one of the units, you can be a real estate investor with that asset because you have other units that are available for somebody to rent out. Pretty cool scenario, right? All right. We come back from the break. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about appreciation. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by talking about plexes again. And on today's show, I'm not calling plexes fake multifamily. I've grown. I've matured. I am now calling them small multifamily because I think that's really a better description for what they are. They are small multifamily. I mean, they do have multiple residences baked into their name. A duplex has 2 units, a triplex has 3 units, a fourplex has 4 units. And as a result of that, they are multifamily, but they don't qualify for commercial lending guidelines. And as a result of that, they're not lumped in with all the rest of the commercial real estate. They're lumped in with single family houses. And as pointed out in the last segment, the government is interested in helping people like you that want to be an owner occupant, buy those assets, live in those assets, and then rent the other units out to help you start developing your real estate investing journey. Now, here's the one thing I want to point out. If you take advantage of the FHA or the VA financing, you agree to live in the property for at least a year. You heard me correctly. You agree to live in the property for at least a year. So what happens if you move out of the property? If you move out at a year and a day, you can rent that unit out to anybody you want. You no longer have to be an owner-occupant. You satisfy the requirement by living there for a year. So let's think about this for a minute. Let's say you're somebody that wants to buy a fourplex and you want to take advantage of 3.5% down and you need a place to live. So you find a fourplex and it's got 1 unit that's vacant that you can move into. So you make an offer on that fourplex. You use your FHA loan. So you're only putting 3.5% down and you move in. Meanwhile, you've got residents and the other 3 units that are paying you every month on time. And the reason they're doing that is because you've learned to be an excellent operator because you've become a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And we taught you how to do this stuff correctly. So the residents are paying you on the first of the month, each and every month. A year goes by and you decide to move out and you put somebody else who's not you in that unit. Now you're getting additional cash flow because now you have a unit that you are occupying that wasn't paying you any money because you were living there. But now that you're out of there, that unit can pay you money. And for the majority of investments that you make, all of that money goes to cash flow. In other words, it becomes spendable cash because the other 3 units are covering the expenses of the property. So what do you do now? You're homeless. What do? You go buy another fourplex and you do the same thing. I know members of Lifestyles Unlimited that did this and are currently doing this. And you want to know what their success rate is? Very high. Very, very high. And the reason they're doing this type of investment strategy is because it makes sense to them. In many cases, they don't have 20% to put down, because that's effectively what you're going to put down if you were to buy this thing with a conventional loan or an investor FHA loan. You're going to put about 20 or more percent down. But they can put together the equivalent of the 3.5% down. So it gives them an opportunity to buy an asset, leverage the asset, live in the asset, and have the asset pay them some cash flow. And then that asset really starts paying cash flow when you move out of it. Now, many of the Lifestyles Unlimited members that I've mentioned that do this stuff, right around the 9-month mark, in other words, they lived in the property for 9 of the 12 months that they're supposed to live in the property. At the 9-month mark, sometimes the 10-month mark, they start looking for their next asset, because what they're interested in doing is acquiring that next asset and then moving from the current asset into the new asset concurrently with when that one-year time frame on the original asset comes to fruition. Now, can you time it perfectly? In many instances, you can, but sometimes you can't. So what happens if you can't time it perfectly to where you move out of fourplex number one and you move into fourplex number two? Let's say there's a two-week period of time where you're in between properties. What do? Well, find a place to hang out. Find a place to live. Go get a hotel room. Go get a motel room. Go hang out with friends. Go hang out with family. Stay with friends. Stay with family. It's only a couple of weeks. You are effectively in a transition mode because you've got another property coming online that you're buying and you're going to move into it. So what happens? What happens when you get to that one-year period in fourplex number two? Well, you can do what the majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members that follow the strategy do. Buy fourplex number three. Wash, rinse, repeat. You'd be amazed at the amount of cash flow that you can develop just by buying property this way, just by buying one asset a year. You can make a significant difference in the lives of yourself, your spouse, your children. See where I'm going? Now, I said I was going to talk about appreciation. Now, appreciation is just that. It is the value of the property going up over time. It's driven by factors like location, demand, economic growth, and property improvements. Now, single-family homes often appreciate faster than small multifamily properties for a myriad of reasons. One of the reasons has to do with the fact that single-family appeals to a larger market, including owner-occupants, you know, like families, first-time buyers, retirees, and investors. High demand from owner-occupants who often pay premium prices for desirable neighborhoods drives faster appreciation. Small multifamily, on the other hand, primarily attracts investors who focus on cash flow and return on investment rather than emotional or lifestyle factors. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to give you some property information, and what I'm going to do is hurt your head. Yeah, because this is where the math starts. This is where Rick, my producer, rolls his eyes because I'm doing math on the radio. But I'm going to try and be gentle with you, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to reflect on a fourplex that we talked about a little bit yesterday at the end of yesterday's show. But I didn't get the opportunity to really do a full deep dive analysis on the asset. So we're going to do that today. Now, this particular property just happens to be a much newer, not brand new, but a newer fourplex. It's a 12-bedroom, 12-bath, no-car garage building that's just shy of 6,600 square feet. So this is a pretty big property. It features three-bedroom, three-bath units, which are pretty big units for a fourplex. So this is a larger property than we tend to buy as Lifestyles Unlimited members. But then when I looked at the numbers, I thought, you know, the numbers aren't that bad at all, because the after repair value of this asset is $1.32 million. And some of you just went gulp. Yeah, I said $1.32 million. Lifestyles Unlimited members have the ability to buy an asset that costs $1.32 million. I'm just telling you, that's just the way it is. However, based on what Vincent's telling me, now Vincent's the realtor that sent me this deal. He's part of the Lifestyles Realty team. The property can be purchased for $1.1 million. That's a $220,000 reduction between what the after repair value is and what you can buy it for. Now, this asset, again, it was built in 2024, so it's not that old, but it does require a little bit of rehab. Not a lot of rehab, but a little bit of rehab, about $18,000 worth of rehab. You're going to have closing and holding costs. We estimate those to be around $10,000. So when you take your rehab and your closing and holding costs out of that $220,000 worth of equity, that leaves you a net equity, which is equity that you're capturing in the deal, meaning you're not paying for this equity. You're not putting cash into the deal to garner this equity. You're putting cash into the deal, but the cash that's going in the deal is garnering different equity. Does that make sense? So this equity that you're capturing is $192,000. Now, here's the part that might shock a lot of you, because this particular asset is going to require $308,000 in down payment. Yeah, you're going to wind up buying this thing using a conventional loan. This property probably won't qualify for FHA, might qualify for VA, but definitely qualifies for conventional. And because we're buying this thing using a hard money loan, we're going to put a conventional loan on the property on the back end, because that's the product that works best with a hard money loan. Now, it's not the one you have to use all the time. You could use a VA, you could use an FHA, but we tend to use conventional as Lifestyles Unlimited members because we tend to put a big chunk of money down. $308,000 is a big chunk of money. It's a big chunk of money. What are the metrics on this deal so far? Well, the metrics are telling me a couple of things. Number one, that you're going to get a return on capital gain of approximately 62%. What does that mean, 62%? Well, I take the $192,000 of equity that you're capturing and I add it to the $308,000 worth of equity that you're actually buying, and I combine them together. I wind up with $500,000 in total equity. $500,000. It's a huge number. Now, keep in mind, it's going to cost you $308,000 to buy into $192,000 of additional equity, but all of a sudden, you've transitioned your $308,000 into $500,000 worth of equity. What does the cash flow in this property do? Cash flow in this property is estimated to be $4,187 per month. I didn't stutter. $4,187 per month. When you annualize that, that annualizes to a number of $50,244. So effectively buying $50,000 worth of an income stream for $308,000. What is your cash on cash return? What is $50,000 divided by $308,000 do for you? Gives you a 16.3% return on investment just on the cash on cash. Only on the cash on cash. Pretty cool stuff, right? It's not the only way we make money in real estate, though. I've talked about the equity capture of $192,000. I talked about the annualized cash flow at over $50,000 per year. How else do we make money in real estate? Well, we're going to leverage the property, meaning we're going to put a loan on that property. And what that leverage is going to do for us is it's going to pay down the principal that we owe on the asset, paying it down. In the first year, you're going to get an additional $2,600 worth of equity because the loan is reduced by $2,600. In year two, it goes up to $2,800. In year three, it goes up to $3,000. In year four, it goes up to $3,100. And in year five, it goes up to $3,300. Additional equity that you're getting by paying the mortgage down. Now, we also get natural appreciation. That's when properties go up in value for no other reason than the fact they went up in value. And that's what real estate tends to do. If you do your research on real estate prices over the years, go back 100 years, you're going to find that real estate today costs a lot more than real estate 100 years ago cost. So what do you think real estate 100 years from now is going to cost? Probably a lot more than it does today. That's the trend. Now, there are periods of time where valuations go down a little bit. It can be because of market adjustments. It could be because of something that happened in the economy. It could be based off of something that consumers decided or not decided to do. There are things that can impact the value of an asset. But if you look at the long-term trend line of real estate valuation, it's going upwards and to the right. Natural appreciation. What can we expect for natural appreciation on this particular asset? Well, I did my estimate based off of 3.5%. I assume that the property is going to go up by about 3.5%. Now, that might be a little bit high, but that's what I'm using for my forecast. In year one, you should get an additional $46,000 worth of appreciation. In year two, you should get $48,000 worth of additional appreciation. In year three, $49,500 of additional appreciation. Year four, $51,000 of additional appreciation. And in year five, assuming you hold it for 5 years, $53,000 of additional appreciation. If you held that property for 5 years and you received 3.5% appreciation on the asset, that's an additional $248,000 of value in the property. So you take that $248,000 and you add it to that $500,000 of total equity we've got. Now you've got $748,000, literally $750,000 in equity in one property. Now, I know there are people like you out there that are interested in this property. This property does some amazing things, but you got to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member in order to identify it, acquire it, and operate it correctly. Now, you could buy it, given your knowledge base that you have right now, and it might turn out to be okay. But when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you do what you're taught to do, you will maximize the return on investment that this asset provides. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.